I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it's really cool to watch some of these young core players for the Texas Rangers just begin to grow and blossom. And I think that's what we're seeing with Delino. I think Gallo, we saw it last year, and he's continued to grow on that. And obviously he's got things he needs to work on, but he has certainly emerged. And then, God, if you look at Nomar Mazara, just the season he's having. Unbelievable. 117 mile per hour walk-off home run, his second of the game. And man, he is just playing out of his mind right now. It's a lot to watch. It's a lot to like, a lot of fun to watch. We'll get back into that a little bit. We've got the top five post-draft issues of the Dallas Cowboys coming up as well. But right now, it's time for this.
Ben Skins Metroplex Update.
Wow, right. That was really sweet.
Yes, KT, what are you cooking up for us?
Got a couple good stories, guys. There's a study out in the Dallas Morning News today. It's from the website Zillow. Mm-hmm. And the Dallas Morning News picked it up. Huh. Zillow is the real estate app. Yep. I don't know if I've used it before looking for homes and stuff like that in the past.
For sure.
The study says that 2 out of every 10 Dallas-Fort Worth millennials, so we're going to go ages 24 to 36.
Okay.
Is what that is.
Yep.
Okay, that's the span. 2 out of every 10 still live with mom and dad.
Yep.
In the DFW.
In the DFW.
I would have thought it was higher.
Really?
Yeah. I am astounded at the people that I meet in your age demographic that already have over $100,000 in debt because of school. It blows my mind. I am astounded at how many people with college degrees have a second job at Starbucks to pay down their school loans. Mm-hmm. It is one of the most depressing, let's just say, middle class problems out there.
That's why millennials are so pissed off all the time.
I get it. And if you look at inflation, everything inflates. Whether, you know, hey, here's gas, here's loaf of bread, here's whatever. The cost to get higher education has inflated at a rate like nothing else in our country, and it's shocking that people have to be put in that position to better themselves.
And honestly, it's a little bit of a scam. Mm-hmm. Not entirely, but a little bit of a scam. Here's what I mean. What I'm hoping I can do with my kids is sell them the junior college dream.
It is. It's what you do.
Because you go to junior college, your first 2 years. First of all, when I was 18, I wasn't mature enough to go away and have all the freedom of going to college.
Right.
And so you allow your kids to mature a little bit more, get their ass a job while they're going to school at 19, 20, and try to juggle that and have a rude introduction into the real world while living under your roof mm-hmm. at home.
Right.
So yes, they're not going to have as much freedom, which is a good thing. And I think it's kind of a hybrid in between college. And then by the time they go to college, hopefully they've got 2 years of maturity seasoning. Then they go off, know a little bit more about what they need to accomplish while they're there, and they don't take for granted being there. For me, I took it for granted. I was spoiled. Yep. I thought, oh, here's 13th grade. Everyone's going to 13th grade at a faraway summer camp that they get to live at all year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wasn't ready for it. I wasn't mature enough. And you build up so much debt in the process or crush your parents' souls in the process.
Yeah.
I'm selling that junior college dream.
It's a great dream to have. That's the deal my dad offered me, and I turned him down, and I regret it. He offered to pay me the difference in the cost of UT and Richland College, just put it into my account. And I was like, hell no, bro. I'm going to UT, dog. Watch me flunk out.
Yeah, bro.
So, yeah, it's and every kid, you know, matures at a different rate. You know, one of our buddies, he wanted to go to SMU, went to North Texas first, knocked it out, got to SMU, graduated on time, did great, rocked it out. He was a lot more mature than I was. I wasn't ready to go off to Austin and party down. So everyone matures at a different rate, but the price of college is so astronomical now, you can't afford to go. And the worst is the people that change their majors. And they're like spending even more money on more hours for an undergrad degree. So to get back to your original point, KT, I'm not at all surprised that that many millennials are living at home. And I actually thought it would be more than that because of the situation with college debt.
So it's 20% here. According to Zillow, 28% of U.S. college grads still live with family. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Zillow's saying it's not so much college, but I'm sure it has to do with some of it. But Zillow is saying it's basically comes down to soaring home costs,
right,
and high apartment rates.
Yep. Especially in
apartment rents.
In our Metroplex, which is one of the fastest growing regions in the United States, people are flocking here from other cities because of job opportunities. And what does that do? That pushes the rates up for both rent, yeah, and then also for mortgages. And so it's harder and harder for young people to start building up equity, much less get out from under college debt.
I can't imagine what it'd be like to live with my parents now.
You'd live in Olney
5 years ago. Like, I mean, I want to show my parents this story and be like, this is what most people, they're not most people, here's what 20% of people are doing. It's not most people are on their own. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's just like, think about all those late nights of coming home and just random women.
You know, just waiting for you at your house? Are you talking about what your parents are bringing home?
I never, back in Olney, in high school, I never brought a girl home.
Oh, ever, to the house?
Because everyone knows everything about everyone. But like, even if it was here in the city, you still have to go out and live your life with your friends or whatever, and you go out and do whatever.
Why didn't you want only everyone, the citizens there, to know you were slaying it, playa?
Because I wasn't.
Oh. Yeah. That's the reason you didn't bring him home?
Yeah, no one was in high school there. It was weird.
Oh, high school?
Yeah, in high school. People weren't banging in high school in Olney. No.
I thought you said your whole graduating class was pregnant by the time you guys were 18.
I didn't say that.
I thought you were talking about all the times as a single man right now you've brought home strange women.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
No, he meant strange.
I'm thinking about in the last 8 years, so I'm just going to say since college. It's like 22.
Yeah.
So I'm 30 now. So
you're saying you didn't bring them to your house.
Happy birthday.
Because everybody would have talked about it.
If I lived in Olney.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have done that. But the point of it is, though, is that think about bringing someone home to your parents.
Wait, like, why would your parents want to hook
up
with
No. Like, I'm saying, like, you sneak in the house? Or what are you saying?
You go somewhere else.
Hey, Mom and Dad, I'm about to hook up with this chick. Like, that's a weird conversation to have.
Can I get the master bed tonight?
Hey, Dad, fire up the hot tub. I got a hoe.
Dad, where do you keep your condoms?
I don't use condoms, son. Your mom doesn't have any fallopian tubes.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow your vasectomy?
So, now, in the stage you're at right now where you're a single man and you want to take the ladies home and whatnot, yeah, I can see how that would be a really cramp your style. But for me, at the stage I'm at with kids, like, I really wanted my mother-in-law, before she passed away, God rest her soul in peace, I wanted her to come live with us. That would have been great.
Mm-hmm.
She was always interested in, like, cooking up food and cleaning the house and babysitting and stuff. It would have been like just having an employee.
Free domestic labor?
Yeah.
She'd keep your wife entertained while you play Fortnite?
God, they'd just go have small talk about stuff. Honey, did you have a good talk with your mom? it would be awesome. I would love it. I would have loved that. But, you know, can you imagine that? Can you imagine having a family member move in with you?
I can't imagine a family member that would want to live with us, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think all of them would be like, ooh, wow, I've heard the fights that your wife and daughter get into every morning at 7 a.m. That's an alarm clock I don't want to tangle with. So we'll pass. Thank you. We prefer to live in this alley. Times are tough.
What a bad alarm clock that is.
It's the worst alarm clock.
No!
And you know what it is? It's the Spider-Man meme. It's totally like the exact same thing, pointing at each other. Yep. It's amazing. Hey, look, you're fighting with a small version of yourself over the same crap. Huh? How does that shoe fit?
In the study, Miami had the most, 33%. A third of people between 24 and 36 are living with their family in Miami.
Miami wins the game!
Did not win the game. Did you guys see the story over at TCU?
Yeah, I heard heard Gary Patterson's doing well.
They're frogs.
Our old intern, Tyler.
Just doing an old Dan and Russ routine there. Did you guys see that story?
Shout out to the Eagle. Is that what you're doing right now?
I'm not shouting out to them.
Oh.
But I am, in a way. So 12, or we'll call them a dozen, students at TCU have been suspended suspended.
No way.
After it's been found out that they were cheating on tests or exams using a popular study app. The app is called Quizlet, and basically what you can do is download stuff into the app.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently on a test, they were just pulling out their phone and looking at Quizlet, which they had put answers or questions that they thought might be on the test onto the app, and there they are.
Why are people allowed to have their phones out?
That's what I was wondering. That's why I don't, and that's why I don't think any of it, this makes sense.
Oh, I think they're just like, bro, I got to take this call. It could be the sitter. Isn't that the excuse everyone uses to have their phone out all the time?
Now, according to one of the lawyers, okay, some of these students have hired attorneys, okay, because they're like, what?
They wanted to make college
and
more expensive.
And the attorneys are like, well, the teachers aren't changing the questions on their exams, so the students knew what was going to be on the exam. But that doesn't cover up the fact that they were still cheating.
Mm-hmm.
They're facing charges of academic misconduct, which that's life in prison, right?
I think so.
Can I call a 20-second timeout?
Yep.
Sure, man.
What is Mickelson wearing?
Yeah,
you guys are the golf experts. He's wearing a button-down shirt.
He's looking at you right now, asking you, look, why you care.
And we were talking about that earlier. He looks like he just got off a catering gig. Walked straight. Dude, there's been times where you got to squeeze in golf and you're going to lose daylight. So I get Mickelson went straight from his catering job, didn't change, and went right out onto the hole number one and fired off from the tee box. Look, he's activating his glutes.
It looks like a jacket that buttons up in the front like a work shirt, but it's tucked into his pants.
Yeah, and
it looks like he tucked in a members only jacket.
And then it's also doesn't do a really good job of not accentuating his belly.
Yeah.
Like it's hugging his middle section.
Bro, you need to roll untucked. Trust me. All right, back to you, KT.
It's a weird shirt. It's a weird button down. It looks to be a toasty day.
Golf is rough if you want to go with an untucked shirt.
I always want to.
Yeah, I never tuck my shirt in. And I was playing the other day, and a buddy of ours is a member. He lives in Fort Worth, and he's a member at the Colonial. And he's like, oh, you can't. You're not. You have to tuck your shirt in if you play at the Colonial. I was like, what a beatdown. They let Mac Engle on their course. Hey, Mac.
Shout out to Mac.
Return of the Mac.
Kevin?
Basically, when it comes, it says these cheating scenarios were not copying off another student or passing information on notes. Now, my old cheat plan, I had two cheat plans. It was obviously the index card. I think everyone did that. But mine was just write stuff on my hand.
Yeah.
I mean, I
used the cheat plan they used in Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I had all the answers taped to that iguana. And I had the iguana sitting in front of me, and I could just read it off of that.
I had an elaborate laminate setup.
What?
Oh, laminate.
Yeah. I'd print things in the smallest print and then have them laminated.
Well,
I wrote the answers on the back of my eyelids.
That was smart.
Yep.
Took a lot of work to do, though.
I'm a nerd. I studied.
I'm a little ashamed. I studied a lot, too. I'm a little ashamed to admit that one time I went into the teacher's computer when the teacher was just goofing off at the teacher's lounge or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I got, there was three forms, A, B, and C. And I was able to print out test form A, B, and C answer sheets and distribute to about five or six of my homies.
Oh.
I was a hero. You know, ended up making a solid grade in that class, not rewarding at all. The guilt you felt for that was just not worth it at all.
It's like a telltale heart, man. He could always hear that heart beating.
You felt guilty about helping them pass?
I felt guilty about doing it because the teacher's a pretty good person.
You think their life was ruined by it?
I think they'd be disappointed to know that I did that and then later admitted that on a 1,000 watts or 100,000 watts.
You helped out the class
average. I don't know how many
average.
Watts we have. We got a lot. Big-ass signal, though. I mean, this thing.
It reaches only.
It does.
Yeah.
Well, I counted 100,000 of them.
3 hours away. Pick it up clean.
Shout out to all the watts out there.
Shout out to the towers.
Earl.
All right, it's the Ben and Skin Show. It's 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.